Should banks enter the super app race? The super app race is heating up, but as big tech rushes to incorporate payments and create the one app to rule them all, should banks enter the race or hold off? There's an app for that, was the slogan of Apple's 2009 marketing campaign for the release of the third generation of its iPhone. This model featured the newly released App Store, and few could have predicted how profoundly apps would reshape daily life in the years ahead. Today, there really is an app for everything, whether for managing our finances, tracking our calorie intake, or gaming with friends. It is through these apps that we can realize the full potential of the supercomputer devices we carry in our pockets. But with so many apps fighting for our attention nowadays, users are growing fatigued. A 2024 report observed a 2.3% decline in global app installs for both iOS and Google Play. Rather than installing an app for everything, there is growing appetite for a single app that does everything, the super app. The super app model isn't new. In the last decade, WeChat in China has evolved from a simple messaging platform into an all-encompassing ecosystem, with over 1.3 billion users managing payments, food delivery, ride-hailing, and so much more, all within a single app. Similar apps, such as Grab in parts of Southeast Asia and Gojek in Indonesia, have followed suit. The appeal of an all-in-one app is undeniable. By consolidating multiple services into a single platform, super apps create convenience, reduce friction, and increase user engagement. Consumers can find everything they need in one place, while businesses can create more touchpoints and access more data to strengthen customer loyalty and, ultimately, generate more revenue opportunities. Unsurprisingly, the super app model is now gaining traction in the West. Klarna has expanded from buy now, pay later into fashion and lifestyle services. Revolut, like other neobanks, also offers insurance, eSIMs, and travel currency. Even Elon Musk has made no secret of his ambition to turn X, formerly Twitter, into an everything app with X Money, a peer-to-peer P2P payment service, expected to go live in 2025. For established banks and payment service providers, super apps are a tempting opportunity. After all, if they don't expand their digital offerings, won't they risk becoming obsolete? The answer is more nuanced than that. While digitalization is undeniably a necessary path to follow, the super app model isn't necessarily the right destination for financial institutions. In fact, pursuing it blindly could undermine the very foundation of their business: trust. Not all super apps are the same. At its core, a super app is just a platform that integrates multiple services – payments, e-commerce, social media, transport, and entertainment – into a single interface. But not all super apps are built the same. One of the reasons the super app model thrived so well in Asia is that, in many countries, banking infrastructure was less developed than in other markets, which created a vacuum for digital-first products to easily fill. The regulatory environment is less restrictive than in the West, enabling faster innovation and experimentation. Culturally, consumers are also more willing to centralize their digital lives at the expense of their digital privacy. In other parts of the world, the landscape is different. Banking infrastructure is more mature, which makes it harder to innovate at speed. Regulatory scrutiny is also more intense, particularly in the EU, where GDPR and PSD2 impose strict data protection requirements. Consumers are more conscious about their digital privacy. All in all, big tech companies are simply better positioned to navigate these challenges. They understand user behavior at scale, enabling them to personalize experiences, iterate rapidly, and deploy resources that most banks cannot match. How these companies are perceived compared with financial institutions is also a differentiating factor. Big tech companies are held to much lower standards than banks when it comes to data privacy. Despite repeated privacy scandals and data breaches by companies like Meta and X, consumers continue to engage with these platforms, suggesting convenience beats security, to a degree. These platforms are so deeply embedded in their daily lives that they can forgive such transgressions. At least until now, the reputational damage has not posed an existential threat. Banks face a much different reality. A single data breach or security lapse can permanently erode customer trust. When life savings are at stake, consumers rightly have less tolerance. This is both a warning for big tech companies pursuing the super app model and also a factor that should inform how banks approach digital expansion. What banks risk by building super apps? On the surface, a super app seems like a logical step for banks to take. More services create more engagement, which translates to stronger customer relationships. With established banks under pressure to stay relevant in the digital era, such benefits can be difficult to ignore. But there are serious risks with this strategy that banks should consider before making any decisions. 1. The reputational exposure goes beyond their control. When a bank integrates third-party services, such as e-commerce, travel bookings, or food delivery, it assumes responsibility for the customer experience, even when things go wrong. A late shipment, defective product, or poor service from a partner vendor can damage the bank's reputation, despite the fact that the bank has no operational control over the issue. Customers, especially when they feel aggrieved, won't always distinguish between the bank and its partners. They simply see the bank's brand and hold it accountable. 2. Regulatory complexity multiplies. Banks already operate under some of the most stringent regulatory frameworks in any industry. Expanding into non-financial services introduces new compliance obligations, from consumer protection laws to data handling requirements across different sectors. Each new service layer adds complexity, which increases both operational burden and legal risk. 3. Cybersecurity attack surfaces expand. Every integration with a third-party service creates a potential vulnerability. More connections mean more entry points for cybercriminals. While banks invest heavily in security, the weakest link in a super app ecosystem may not be the bank itself, but a less secure partner. One breach could compromise the entire platform. Again, it's the bank's reputation on the line. According to IBM, the average cost of a data breach in the financial services sector reached $6.08 million in 2024, the second highest of any industry. 4. Brand dilution and customer confusion. Banks have built their reputations over decades, sometimes centuries, as trusted custodians of money. When they venture too far from their core competencies, they risk being perceived as unfocused. Customers who trust their bank to manage their mortgage may not trust it to recommend a restaurant or book a vacation. By trying to serve everyone, banks risk alienating the customers who value them for what they do best. Bart Vullings, senior product manager, G&D Netcetera, says, quote, "The super app model works for non-financial institutions because convenience is their most important currency. For banks, it is trust. And once you lose it, it's hard to get back. That's why every expansion decision must be carefully weighed not just against revenue potential, but against any potential risks." End quote. There's no question that banks must digitalize to stay relevant in the modern era. But they must do so without compromising the trust that distinguishes them from any other industry or institution. Competing with big tech on their terms is a losing strategy. Instead, banks should focus on what they do better than anyone else. The smarter alternative: multifunctional apps built on trust. Not entering the super app race doesn't mean banks can't do more with their own digital assets. Rather than build an everything app, banks should focus on creating multifunctional banking apps that enhance their core value proposition: secure, reliable, and trusted financial services. Here are 4 ways banks can distinguish themselves from super apps and strengthen their own digital offering. 1. Make security invisible. The best security is the kind users don't notice. Integrating technologies such as biometric authentication, passkeys, and tokenization eliminates friction while providing robust protection. This reinforces the bank's role as the safest digital environment customers use. 2. Prioritize relevant touchpoints. Rather than chasing unrelated services, banks should focus on value-added financial features aligned with their expertise: payments, savings tools, lending, insurance, investment options, and sustainability-linked services, such as carbon tracking or eco-friendly payment cards. This way, banks can deliver a super app-like experience without diluting the brand or inviting unnecessary risks. 3. Own the wallet experience. With NFC access now available across both iOS and Android, banks can now offer their own tap-to-pay wallets to a broader range of customers. By enabling credential storage, payment management, and digital asset control within a secure wallet, banks can reclaim a central role in the payments ecosystem while reducing dependency on third-party platforms and their fees. 4. Lead with digital identity. As highly regulated financial institutions, banks are well positioned to handle sensitive credentials such as identities, as well as central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, and other tokenized assets. The types of credentials users prefer to keep in the hands of trusted and regulated institutions. Ultimately, big tech will have the upper hand when it comes to scaling and innovating at speed. But when it comes to trust and security, it cannot compete with financial institutions. The super app model will no doubt continue to shape our daily behavior, just as the first apps did nearly 2 decades ago. But that doesn't mean banks need to be leading the change. The smarter path is to focus on building secure, user-centric digital experiences that reinforce their core value while still delivering the convenient user experiences that super apps promise to deliver. With data breaches and digital fraud on the rise, there's no better way to strengthen reputation and strengthen customer loyalty now and in the digital future. Key takeaways. The super app model is gaining momentum as consumers favor platforms that consolidate services and reduce app fatigue. Chasing this trend is tempting, but it introduces more risk than opportunity for banks. Reputational exposure, regulatory complexity, and cybersecurity vulnerabilities multiply quickly. Multifunctional apps offer a smarter path. By focusing on payments, wallets, and identity management, banks can modernize without compromising trust.